Vajjanaka Vajjadangsha Kamashayan Randhaya Randhaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Ong Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmadi Huyasha Om Shrom. Today we are celebrating the sacred appearance day of Sri Nrsimha Dev, Sri Nrsimha Chaturdashi. As Gauriya Vaishnavas, our focus of worship is on Sri Sri Radha Krishna, as presented to us by the combined form of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, namely Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the specific feature of worshipping Sri Sri Radha Krishna through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is madhurya, sweetness, transcendental sweetness. Gauriya Vaishnavas also worship Nrsimha Dev, knowing him to be none different from Krishna. But in this avatar, it does not seem very sweet. Fierce, the word we find again and again used in Bhagavatam. Karavala, fierce, fearsome. Ripping apart the intestines of Hiranyakashipu, killing all his soldiers, still not pacified, still angry even after the Ugra. This word is often used in relationship with Nrsimha Dev, his Ugra Rupa, his terrible form, his Ugra Viryam, his terrible prowess, and so on. Gauriya Vaishnavas worship Lord Nrsimha Dev, knowing him to be very sweet. His fierceness is simply an expression of his great love for his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. The Supreme Lord is by definition, by characteristic, unlimited. He is unlimitedly kind. So if we approach him in love, he will reciprocate with us with unlimited love. But if we are so foolish as to invoke his anger, then we will find that he also has unlimited anger. How can we make God angry? Bhagavan himself preaches to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita about how one should be equipoised. Sukha dukhe samekritva. One should be equipoised in happiness and distress and all different situations. The Supreme Lord is Atmaram. He's fully satisfied in himself. Then why should he get angry? It doesn't seem like a very desirable quality. In fact, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna also states that krodha, anger, is one of the bad qualities that leads to hell. Trividhang narakasyedam dwaram nashanam atmanaha kamas krodhas tatha lohas tasmat etat trayantya jet. There are three gates leading to hell, namely lust, anger, and greed. These destroy the self, and therefore an intelligent person should reject them. So, how is it that the Supreme Lord is angry? This we have to understand. This anger is not the anger of the conditioned soul. This is transcendental anger. Ordinary anger is despicable. It's bad. It's not nice. In Tamil you have many words for bad. They're all different kinds of different kinds of badness. So it's one of the kinds of badness. So it's despicably bad. But the anger of the Supreme Lord is worshipable. Why is Hiranyakashipu condemned? because he had all bad qualities, such as anger. And why is Nrisimhadev glorified? Because he has all good qualities, especially anger. So we should understand that there is a difference in quality between the anger of Nrisimhadev and that of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu's anger is that which is described in Bhagavatam as Kamanuja, that which follows after lust or desire. Desire for personal sense gratification leads to anger. Nrisimhadev's anger is a symptom of his divine love for his devotee Prahlad Maharaj. That is the difference. So Gauriya Vaishnavas, they worship Nrisimhadev as they worship all forms of the Lord, but they are in Gauriya Vaishnava worship, or among Gauriya Vaishnavas, we'll find that worship of Nrisimhadev is more prominent than that, for instance, of even traditionally of Lord Ram. In traditional Gauriya Vaishnavism, we'll find it's more there. At least our recent acharyas from Bhaktivinoda Thakur have worshipped Lord Sri Nrisimhadev. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, every day while residing at Puri, he would enter the temple of Lord Jagannath, going past the shrine of Lord Nrisimhadev, and would offer prayers to Lord Nrisimha. And daily, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would offer prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev. He would offer the following prayers from Sri Nrisimha Purana. Namaste Narasimhaya Prahlada Hlada Dayane Hiranyakashipur Vakshah Shila Tanka Nakhalaya Ito Nrisimha Parato Nrisimha Yato Yato Yami Tito Nrisimha Vahe Nrisimha Vridahe Nrisimha Nrisimha Madin Sharanam Prakade. Offering his obeisances to the form of the Lord who appears as a man come lion, but who is neither man nor lion, and who is known as Prahlada Hlada Dayi. Prahlad means great happiness. So what is the nature of Prahlad's happiness? He's not interested in material sense enjoyment. He's not interested in merging into the impersonal Brahman. His pleasure is in chanting the names of the Lord. Vijay Paraduryatya Vaitaram Yastvad Virya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chittam. Magna Chittam, his consciousness is always absorbed in glorifying the prowess of the Lord. So Lord Nrisimhadev is known as he who gives pleasure to Prahlad, who is full of pleasure. Who, to give Prahlad pleasure, ripped apart the chest of Hiranyakashipu, which was hard like thunderbolts. Like, actually it says like stone, like Shila. So hard that Indra's thunderbolt could not pierce it.
Vajra, yeah.
Indra's thunderbolt is famous for cutting down mountains. Formerly, we understand from Shastra, some mountains used to have wings and fly here and there, and they were causing so much disturbance, Indra would just cut them down with his thunderbolt.
Some of the asuras wings and Rekka.
But Hiranyakashipu, if Indra was to throw his thunderbolt, he would just laugh and it would bounce off. Bounce off his chest. Cannot do anything. But Nrisimhadev has very sharp nails. Like a chisel. You know this? They use for cutting stone, which broke apart the chest of Hiranyakashipu. It's very nice to hear this, isn't it? If we hear some story of how someone has been tortured to death by breaking open their chest and pulling out their intestines, we think, that's horrible. But when we hear of Nrisimhadev doing this, it is transcendentally blissful. The devotees can appreciate this. They like this. The non-devotees, they would want to take Nrsimhadeva to court. They want to arrest him. Just like they say, Ram, he violated Ravana's human rights. It's not fair. But they don't know that Bhagavan himself means all rights reserved. Svatantra Sarvatantra, independent and fully in control. That's God. The non-devotees think that there is no God. Or if there is Bhagavan, it's Bhagavan according to how I shall define him. Nrsimhadev killing Hiranyakashipu means defeat of empiricism. Adhyakshikavada in Sanskrit. I don't know if that's any help. It means the empiricism means the endeavor to understand everything by measurement. This is so long, this is so deep, this water has got so much specific density. The scientific method. You should learn all these words. You need them for preaching. In what's empiricism in Tamil? Another word is maya. Mapiyate anaya iti maya. The attempt to measure everything is maya. Because Bhagavan, by definition, is immeasurable. So Hiranyakashipu was a typical empiricist, or the archetypal empiricist. You have a word for archetypal? It means original, on after whom all others are modeled, like the head of this parampara or something like that.
He was thinking himself like that.
No, he was. He's like the founder acharya of the empiric school. Because he didn't believe that there could be any power greater than his. He saw everyone in the universe and saw, I am the most powerful. There cannot be anyone more powerful than me, Hiranyakashipu was thinking. No one is preventing me from doing whatever I like, therefore there is no God. A variation on this theme that we often hear is that if there is a God, he should stop the suffering in the world, but he doesn't, therefore there is no God. And Hiranyakashipu considered that if I can't see God, then there's no God. He knew of Vishnu, and he knew Vishnu was reputed as the Supreme Lord, but he thought that Vishnu is undoubtedly a great enemy. He killed my brother, Hiranyaksha. But he's afraid of me and therefore he's hidden away in everyone's heart. So we have nothing to fear from him. So he was very upset that Prahlad was a great devotee of Vishnu, who was the traditional family enemy. But he became more frustrated. Hiranyakashipu became so frustrated because he could not stop Prahlad. And he was especially frustrated that he could not control Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu, being a typical fool, thought that he controlled the whole universe. And it appeared that he was controlling the universe. Indra and all the demigods were afraid of him. But Prahlad wasn't afraid of him, just a little boy. And Hiranyakashipu couldn't do anything to stop him worshipping Vishnu. Hiranyakashipu was undefeated throughout his whole life. But seeing Prahlad could not be killed by him, or Prahlad was not even in the slightest bit afraid of him, at one point Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, what is the source of your power? At that point Hiranyakashipu unknowingly admitted defeat. If he's asking what is the source of your power, that means he's admitting that your power is more than mine. And Prahlad says, the source of my power is the same as the source of your power, which is the source of both of our power is the supreme power, Lord Vishnu. The difference is that I recognize the source of that power and you do not. Hiranyakashipu had undergone tremendous austerities to attain the tremendous power that he had. But Prahlad didn't undergo any austerities. And still he was more powerful than Hiranyakashipu. He was totally unafraid of Hiranyakashipu. He told him repeatedly, "You're simply a materialistic fool." So when Prahlad told Hiranyakashipu that the source of both of our power is Lord Vishnu, then it was really, Hiranyakashipu was very insulting to him. Because he was convinced that the source of my power is me. I got this power by my own endeavor. He never considered that the power must have been coming from somewhere else. That's another symptom of a materialist. Anything that he achieves, he takes the credit for it himself. And any misfortune, he blames on God. So when Prahlad told Hiranyakashipu that the source of both of our power is the same, then Hiranyakashipu just became crazy in anger. And he became so angry against this Bhagawan that Prahlad was speaking about. Actually, the atheists, they say, "We don't believe in God." But if they actually didn't believe in the existence of any God, then they should have no bad feelings towards him. If something doesn't exist, then you can't have any feelings about it. But actually, the atheists believe in God, but they hate him. And they say he doesn't exist. It's just another kind of insult to him. But Bhagavan is very kind to the atheists, and he shows them that he does exist. The atheists often challenge, "Have you seen God? Can you show God?" We tell them, "Don't worry, you'll see him in due course of time." Definitely you will see him. But with your attitude, when you see him, it won't be in the same way that I see him. The devotee sees Krishna in his very sweet, loving form. For the non-devotees, he comes mrityu sarvaharaschaham, as all-devouring death. So Hiranyakashipu, he challenged Prahlad. The first thing he saw, the pillar, "Is your God here?" Presuming that he could not possibly be in the pillar. It was like from Hiranyakashipu's standpoint, it was an absurd challenge. The atheists think the existence of God to be an absurd proposition. And foolishly, impossibly conceived. That's what absurd means. So he said, "Is your God in this pillar?" As if to mean, of course he's not in the pillar. And Prahlad said, "Of course." So Hiranyakashipu, to demonstrate his belief in God, punched the pillar. Hiranyakashipu's punch would be enough to knock out Indra. From that, to maintain the word of his devotee, his devotee had said, "Yes, he's in the pillar." The Lord appeared from that pillar in an adbhuta rupam, an amazing form. Adrishta purvam, never seen before. Ashruta purvam, never heard of before. Who would have imagined a form partially lion and partially man? Said that even Lakshmi, who's his wife, didn't recognize him, because she's generally with him in his form as Narayana. But how is that? Because the form of Nrsimhadeva is eternal. And even he hadn't appeared before, but surely the devotees, you might think they would have known about him. Prahlad Maharaj knew about Krishna, although Krishna hadn't appeared in that day of Brahma. Prahlad spoke of Krishna. Matya na Krishna paratasvatova. He spoke of Krishna. So it seems that Nrsimhadev was hiding information about himself to make this Leela all the more wonderful. And now Lord Nrsimhadev is worshipped very widely. We'll find in different places of Bharatavarsha where Lord Nrsimhadev is worshipped. There are many temples of Nrsimhadev in Tamil Nadu, and especially in Andhra Pradesh, it's very popular to worship Lord Nrsimhadev. And it's Ahobilam is in the southern part of Andhra Pradesh, is said to be the place of appearance of Lord Nrsimhadev, which it's said this was where he killed Hiranyakashipu. That's also claimed of Multan, which is now in Pakistan. According to Bhagavatam, this leela took place in the heavenly planets because Hiranyakashipu had overtaken the throne of Indra. But the places on this earth which are said to be the places of appearance of Nrisimhadeva, they may be understood as reflections or facsimiles within this earthly sphere. And Nrisimhadeva is worshipped in Vrindavan. Many of you went to Vrindavan. Who's been to Sri Vrindavan Dham? Some have been. So, have you been blessed with the darshan of Lord Nrisimhadeva there? No? Oh. In the town, there's one temple, Nrisimhadeva. In Navadvip Mandal, the eternal pastime place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's one village called Nrisimhapalli, where Lord Nrisimhadeva, after killing Hiranyakashipu, he went to his eternal dham of Navadvip and rested there for a little time and was worshipped by all the demigods. And in Mayapur, the appearance place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nrisimhadeva is also installed at the Jogapit, or the appearance place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also at ISKCON's temple in Mayapur, the very famous Ugra or angry form of Lord Nrisimhadeva, who's actually very mild and sweet by nature. And now, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, worship of Nrisimhadeva is spread all over the world. Gauriya Vaishnavas worship Nrisimhadeva for protection against demons. For if we are to preach Krishna consciousness, there may be many obstructions. And Nrisimhadeva is known as Bhakti Vigna Vinashana Bhagavan Nrisimhadeva, he who destroys the obstacles on the path of bhakti. Sometimes devotees say Sarva Vigna Vinashana Nrisimhadeva, which is not incorrect, but it's not completely to the point either. Because it's not proper to pray to Nrisimhadeva for removing material obstacles, nor is he particularly interested in doing so. So he is specifically Bhakti Vigna Vinashana. And Ganesh destroys obstacles on the path of material progress, and he does so by taking power from Nrisimhadeva. So, Gauriya Vaishnavas know that the main obstacles in our devotional service is nothing external to us but our own internal attachments. So they pray to Nrisimhadeva. Just as you kill the demon Hiranyakashipu very easily, who could not be killed by anyone else, so similarly, all these demoniac-like desires within my heart, which are seemingly impossible to destroy, you can destroy them very easily. Please appear in my heart and do so. So they prayed to Lord Nrisimhadeva, you are here, you are there, you are everywhere. Ito nrisimhah parato nrisimhah, yato yato yami tato nrisimhah, that wherever I go, you are with me. You are on my outside and you are within the heart also. Nrisimhah hridaye nrisimhah, nrisimhah mahadim sharanam prapaja. We may think that this form of Lord Nrisimhadeva is one that specially appeared, but actually he is nrisimhah adim, he is the original personality of Godhead. Therefore, we surrender to him and take shelter at his divine lotus feet. Yeah, getting back to Hiranyakashipu, the empiricist. He could not imagine that any form, such form, could exist. He said, Ashuta Purvam, Adrishta Purvam, Abhuta Purvam. It was not seen before, not heard of before, because he had not appeared before in such a form, beyond Hiranyakashipu's imagination. Hiranyakashipu had conquered the whole universe. He had seen everything in the universe. And he had concluded, there is no one or nothing in the whole universe that I need be afraid of. Therefore, he felt confident and fearless. And he thought that if at all there is God, I can take care of him. I can control him. If Prahlad had told Hiranyakashipu that God is like this, half man, half lion, he could have never even begun to believe it or imagine it. So appearance in this particular form is specifically to defy the empiricist who says, I don't believe in God. Then we'll ask him, well, which God you don't believe in? So I say, well, we don't believe in someone living up there with four hands or any such thing. But he is avang manasa gocha. He's beyond your power to describe. He's beyond your area of thought or imagination. In the early 1980s, there was some court case against ISKCON in America. They were saying they're kidnapping all these young people and turning them into Hindus. They're giving up their college careers and becoming followers of some Indian religion. So as evidence of how the Hare Krishna movement was very strange, they showed in the court a picture of Narasimhadev and see, just see, they worship this as God. So actually that should have started a whole theological argument which could have gone on for months. But instead the devotees, I don't know why they did, they followed the lawyer's advice and said something which is practically atheistic, that this is just a symbol. But actually the appearance of Narasimhadev is in defiance of the empiricist. Empiricists will say, well, maybe we can believe in a God who's just some gentle old man sitting in the sky smoking a pipe, who throws down bundles of 500 notes. We like a God like that. But a God, half man, half lion, rips someone to pieces, that can't be God. But Narasimhadev defies the empiricist who says that God cannot be like this. He is as he is, as he wants to be. He's not under your control, not within your imagination. To the deities. So this is a challenge for the Krishna consciousness movement. To demonstrate to the people of the world that you do not know who is God, we know who is God. If we actually want to be religious, we must accept Narasimhadev as Bhagavan. If you cannot accept him as Bhagavan, then you cannot actually be a devotee, whatever you call yourself. Now there are many people in India even today who accept in a vague way that Narasimhadev is Bhagavan. But we have to convince them in an intelligent manner that acceptance of Narasimhadev as Bhagavan is not simply a sentiment. We should understand with our intelligence. The very form defies whatever sentimental notion we might have of what God, of how we should expect God to be. And that everything comes from God, so even anger comes from Him. So when He's angry, He's the supreme angry. But that anger does not degrade Him. Rather, that anger decorates him. So you're all devotees. You're coming here out of bhakti. We request you to understand with the intelligence given to you by Bhagavan, who is Bhagavan. At this institution, we are conducting regular classes to give education in understanding who is Bhagavan. In the modern age, there are many people who do not accept the Vedic statements. They will scoff. You know what that means? Deride. What is this Ganesh, elephant head god? What is this Krishna dancing with so many girls? What is this Nrsimha, half man, half lion, impossible level. So we are giving training how to answer these people and cut them. Just like Hiranyakashipu cut Hiranyakashipu. Sorry, just as Nrsimhadev cut Hiranyakashipu. You should not remain weak. Take strength from Nrsimhadev. Nrsimhadev has appeared in this age as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked one of his devotees, Srivas Thakur, to recite Sri Vishnu Sahasranama. So early in, or near the beginning of Vishnu Sahasranama, one of the names comes, Narasimha Vapu. He was the form of a man and a lion. So hearing this name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became absorbed in thought of Nrsimhadev, and he had Nrsimha Avish. He ran out in the mood of Nrsimhadev, Nrsimha Avesham. Can you imagine if you're walking in the street and all of a sudden there's an angry lion? Wouldn't it be extremely frightening? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Nrsimhadev, was more angry than millions of lions. And all the people, when they saw him, they ran away. And seeing this, Lord Chaitanya, he came to external consciousness. And he came back to Srivas's house and said, oh, it's not good, I caused fear to so many people. But Srivas said, no, whoever saw you in that mood, they gained liberation from material existence. So Nrsimhadev has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't kill the atheists and demons. Considering that, if he had to kill the atheists and demons, there'd be no one left. So instead, he tries to change the atheistic mentality within the heart. So we pray to Lord Nrsimhadev to appear within our hearts and purify our hearts, and to give us the strength to uphold the teachings of the Vedic Shastras, which describe how Lord Nrsimhadev is Bhagavan. Because people do not understand who is Bhagavan, how he is Bhagavan, therefore they're losing faith in Bhagavan, or they're going to so many different misrepresentations of Bhagavan. So you please learn from the devotees here how to understand who is Bhagavan and how to serve him. Sri Nrsimhadev Bhagavan Ki Jai. Is there any question? Do you have those books, sample books, new books? Sample, one of each of the new books. Yeah, question. You want to give the mic? You can say it in Tamil and English. Say it in English first and then in Tamil.
Guru Maharaj, we know in Tamil Nadu there are so many rupams of Nrsimhadev. There is Ugra Nrsimha and also Lakshmi Nrsimha.
Ah yeah, there are so many. Ugra, Yoga Nrsimha.
But people prefer to worship Lakshmi Nrsimha and Yoga Nrsimha. They are not prefer to worship.
Yeah, because Ugra Nrsimha destroys all our material desires. They don't want that.
Why? This is our, somebody is saying that if we keep Ugra Nrsimha in their house, some unwanted things are happening, or some what is it?
Say in Tamil and then someone can translate.
So this fear is normally there in mostly in Tamil Nadu people. So you have to clarify this, please, Guru Maharaj.
Yeah, Ugra Nrsimha, he... Oh, you didn't say in Tamil. Okay, you say in Tamil.
Pudhuva Narsingar Paragrubangalaga வழங்கப்படும் நிலையில் லக்ஷ்மி நரசிம்மரும் யோக நரசிம்மரும் விரும்பி மக்கள் வழிபடுறாங்க. அதே உக்ர நரசிம்மரை விட்டு கொஞ்சம் ஒதுங்குறாங்க. அப்போ மகாராஜ் பதில் சொன்னார், ஆமா, ஏன்னா இந்த ஜட ஆசைகள் எல்லாம் அவர் விளக்கிடுவாருன்னு ஜனங்களுக்கு பயம், அதனால இங்க போறாரு.
Nrsimhadev kills Hiranyakashipu and all other demon-like characters. உக்ர
ரூபத்தில் இருக்கும் நரசிங்க தேவர் அசுர குணங்கள் எல்லாத்தையும் ஒழிக்கிறார் நமக்குள்ள இருக்கிறது.
And he is especially worshipped by persons free from material desire or desiring to be free from material desire.
ஜட ஆசைகளிலிருந்து விடுபட்டவர்கள் அல்லது ஜட ஆசைகளிலிருந்து விடுபட்டா பரவாயில்ல நினைச்சிட்டு இருக்கிறவங்க வந்து விரும்பி நாடுறாங்க உகர் நரசிங்கர்.
When the devotees wanted to have the form of Nrisimha, Ugra Nrisimha carved, they found it very difficult to find anyone to do it, the traditional sthapatis. They don't want to do. It's very dangerous to touch this form, and because if anyone comes near him with any material desires, he'll burn out that misa. He becomes more angry.
இப்போ ஜட ஆசைகளோடு அவர் நாடுறப்போ இன்னும் அவர் கோபம் வந்துருதுங்கிற நிலையில இந்த உலகாயுத ஆசைகளோடு அவரை நாடுறதுக்கு எல்லாருக்கும் பயப்படுறாங்க.
And only brahmacharis can worship him.
பிரம்மச்சாரிங்க மட்டும்தான் அந்த அவரை நாடி வழிபட முடியும்.
So if you people have in their home, he'll show his mercy to them by breaking all their material desires. But generally people want to worship God to fulfill their material desires. So they consider it inauspicious because they're fools.
இந்த மாதிரி எண்ணம் வந்து பலமா இருந்துகிட்டு இருக்க நிலையில பிரம்மச்சாரிங்க மட்டும்தான் வழிபட முடியும், நம்ம வச்சிருந்தா வழி ஆகாதே நினைச்சிட்டு இருக்க நிலையில அந்த வீட்டுக்குள்ள வர வச்சிருந்தாலும் நம்ம ஜட ஆசைகள் எல்லாம் ஒருவேளை அவர் வருகிட்டாருன்னா என்ன பண்றதுன்னு முட்டாள்களாக இருக்கும் அந்த மக்கள் நினைக்கிறார்கள்.
Anything else?
In the course of this practice of bhakti, the material desires we have to leave away. And at what stage is grahasthas can come out of it and leave? There is some confusion prevailing among the, even if you want to leave, there is a condition that you have to be still inside. What is the
okay, in the same time.
கிரகஸ்தர்கள் சிலர் பக்தி மார்க்கத்தில் போயிட்டு இருக்கிறவங்க இந்த உலகாத பிடிப்பிலிருந்து வெளியே வந்துடணும் அப்படின்னு மனசுக்குள்ள எண்ணம் இருந்தாலும் வர முடியாத அளவுக்கு சில சூழ்நிலைகள் அங்கே எங்கே ஒரு பிடிப்பு வந்துட்டா பரவாயில்லைங்கன்னு சொல்லுவோம், ஆனால் அங்கே வர்றதுக்கு முடியாத நிலைமை இருந்துகிட்டு இருக்கிற இல்லை இருந்துகிட்டே இருக்கேன். எந்த நிலையில எப்படி அந்த பிடிப்பிலிருந்து நம்ம வெளியில வர முடியும்?
Attachment for family life will never end as long as one is within it.
ஒரு குடும்பத்திற்குள்ள இருக்கிற வரைக்கும் குடும்பத்தின் பாலுள்ள பற்று என்பது ஒளியவே ஒளியாது.
Therefore the injunction is panchas ordvang vanang vrajet. At the age of 50 leave it.
அதனால 50 வயசு சட்டம் என்ன சொல்லுதுன்னா 50 வயசு ஆச்சா விட்டுடு வெளியே வந்தது.
You cannot put out a fire by pouring fuel into it.
நெருப்ப எரிபொருளை போட்டு அணைக்கணும்னா முடியுமா?
Yeah. How old are you?
என் வயசு என்னன்னு கேட்டாரு 47 48 ஆகுது, இன்னும் 2 வருஷம் இருக்கு.